Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Prophet Joshua Nathaniel Jordan. I am the eldest son of your most trusted name in the gift of prophecy, the Master Prophet, and it gives me a great pleasure to greet you all in the name of the Lord this evening. God bless you, one and all. And Prophetess Jessica, how are you doing, mighty woman of God?
Oh, I am great and great, man of God. Glad to be here and excited about the teaching on tonight.
Amen and amen. Yes and yes, so am I. Well, Prophetess Jessica, let's go ahead and say hello to all of the members of the Company of Prophets that we have on the line with us this evening.
Yes and yes, Prophet Joshua. And on the line with us on tonight, we have Prophetess Alva Brown.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Prophetess Alva Brown. How are you doing, mighty woman of God?
I am well and well. God bless you, too.
We also have Prophet Kevin Marion on the line with us.
God bless you, Prophet Kevin Marion. How are you doing, mighty man of God?
I'm doing well, Prophet Joshua. God bless you, man of God. How are you, sir?
Amen. All is well. All is well, Prophet Kevin. Thank you for asking.
We also have Prophetess Yolanda Rojas.
God bless you and good evening, Prophetess Yolanda Rojas. How are you, mighty woman of God? Amen. Well, God bless you.
And we also have with us on the line Prophetess Janice Hodge.
Amen. Well, God bless you and good evening, Prophetess Janice Hodge. How are you doing, mighty woman of God?
I am doing well and well. And good evening to you too, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. And we also have on the line Prophetess Lula Williams.
Well, God bless you, Prophetess Lula Williams. And how are you doing, mighty woman of God? Amen. Well, God bless you, Prophetess Lula. Thank you for being here with us.
And we also have on the line with us Prophet Jeff Jackson.
God bless you, Prophet Jeff Jackson. How are you doing, mighty man of God?
I am doing well. God bless you, Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Thank you for being here. Thank you, man of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
All right. Are there any other members of the Company of Prophets that have not had a chance to announce themselves? All right, Prophet Joshua. It looks like this is your lineup of the Company of Prophets.
Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, members of the Company of Prophets. God bless you one and all, and thank you for being on the line with us this evening. All right. Well, Prophetess Jessica, let's see. Have we already gone ahead and acknowledged our first-time callers this evening?
Yes, and yes, Prophet Joshua, and it's all family on tonight.
Amen. Well, to God be the glory. Well, God bless you one and all. Thank you for being on the line with us. And, you know, Prophetess Jessica, it's good to hear that we have all family here with us. Well, I'm excited. Is there a word from God? Yes, and it's in the mouth of the prophet. You know, the Master Prophet has sent us an email, and inside of that email, there is a word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is there in the email, and I was excited when we received it, Prophetess Jessica, because it just begins to minister to me, because that link that the Master Prophet put in the email was to a prophetic word that really, you know, came with the sound that really blessed my life. And one of the things that I've just been hearing in it all day, Prophetess Jessica, is that when the Master Prophet was singing, the word of the Lord came to him, that I am bringing it to pass, and I am bringing you to pass. That word just resonated with me. And just beginning to listen to what was being said, even around worship, that I'm bringing the worshipers forth. And so I was excited about the word of the Lord that went forth today, and I want to encourage the people of God to move and move quickly with their $85 seed. Make sure that you are there and you are not breaking rank. And get your Don't Break Rank seed of $85 in the ground now. But Prophetess Jessica, let's go ahead to that scripture in the email this evening.
Yes, yes, Prophet Joshua. And the scripture in the email this evening is 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5.
Amen. Amen. All right, 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 5. And what does it say?
Can you read? Whatever mission Saul sent him on, David was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the troops and Saul's officers as well.
One of the things that the Lord began to speak to me about this evening as I was in prayer was the power of position. The power of position. And the Lord began to speak to me, Prophetess Jessica, that here we have in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and at verse number 5, is that correct?
Yes, Prophetess.
Yes, where we see that Saul was satisfied with the mission that he sent David on. That this word that the master prophet began to send us about getting into our position of worship, it began to speak to me around this don't break rank. You know, Prophetess Jessica, one of the things that I'm seeing in this don't break rank is that when I'm in position, that I'm on the ready to receive. Now, here we have in 1 Samuel, that's chapter 18 and verse 5, that David was in position, and because of it, he was able to receive, and the Bible says he exceeded in rank. Prophetess Jessica, I want us to consider tonight that when we don't break rank, we always exceed in rank. When we don't break rank, we exceed in rank. What are you talking about, Prophet Joshua? Well, doesn't the Bible begin to declare that let the least among you be the greatest among you, that there's power in staying in my position. And there's some individuals tonight, Prophetess Jessica, that need to move with that $85 seed, because what they're saying to the Lord is that I am staying in position. That I'm not going to break rank. But because I don't break rank, I exceed in rank. Let's go ahead, Prophetess Jessica, excuse me. Yes, let's go ahead, Prophetess Jessica, and find out who do we have as our readers this evening out of Prophetic Habitudes.
All right, members of the Company of Prophets, if you're going to be a reader on tonight, can you please announce yourself at this time?
Prophet Kevin can be a reader, but I'm going to need about another few minutes before I can get home to get to my book, though.
All right, amen. Man of God, thank you for that communication, and so we'll put you as probably the last reader.
All right, is Prophet there any other
Jessica, Prophet Alva can read. For some reason, both of your volume seem like it's pretty low.
All right, and let me check that out now.
All right. right. Can you hear us better now?
That is better.
All right, wonderful. Thank you for that, Prophetess Alva. All right, and so you can also be a reader for us as well, Prophetess Alva, is that correct?
Yes, I can.
All right, wonderful. All right, and let's go ahead and get one more reader.
Prophetess Janice Hodge, I can be a reader.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Janice. All right, Prophetess Jessica, let's go ahead to Don't Break Rank and give the people of God that number to dial to get their seat in the ground.
Just would like to say good evening. I came in late. This is Prophetess Valerie Thomas. Good evening. I'm connected.
Amen. Good evening. God bless you, Prophetess Valerie. Yes, Prophetess Jessica. Well, let's go ahead and play the song and give the number.
Amen. All right, people. And that number to go ahead and get your seat in the ground is 888-831-0434. Again, that number is 888-831-0434. You can also text to give, and you can text the word donate to 646-762-0433. Again, you can text the word donate to 646-762-0433. You can also go online to bishopjordan.com and click on the donate tab to get your seed in the ground.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Prophetess Jessica, for that. And let's go ahead to our song, Don't Break Rank.
It was like the 24 elders bowing down to worship his holy name, casting down their crown before the king, crying out night and day, holy, holy, holy is he that is and is to come. Holy, holy, holy to the Lamb that sits on the throne. Holy, holy, worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is his holy name. And it was like I heard the voice of many waters worshiping for his throne. Night and day the worship kept going on and on. There's a worship in you, saith the Lord, that's going to keep going on and on. Night and day, saith the Lord. You're going to be like a candle that is lit, that flame will never go out. It will be a flame of worship, saith the Spirit of grace. I now return and summon back into this house the spirit of the songwriter, the spirit of the dancer, the spirit of the arts begin to come into the house. The spirit of the songwriter, the spirit of the dancer, the spirit of mind, the spirit of drama, the spirit of art. Let the writer come forth. I hear a sound from the heavens, coming from above, seeking entrance in the earth. That's the Spirit of the Lord. I am bringing it to pass. I am bringing you to pass. I am bringing it to pass. I am bringing you to pass. That's the Spirit of David. Let the harp come forth. Let the sound come forth. Let a new song, let a new song be birthed in the house. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in your midst. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in your midst. Don't
Amen, amen. Don't break rank. Amen. And get your don't break rank seed of $85 in the ground and move in obedience and begin to trust in the Lord and believe in his servant, the prophet. Well, Prophetess Jessica, let's go ahead and we'll begin with, Prophetess Alva. What page did we leave off on this morning, on the morning call this morning?
Hold on, Prophet Joshua, I'm double checking that.
Thank you, Prophetess Jessica.
Chapter.
What page was that?
218.
Yes, right. Yes, Prophet Joshua, 218. That's absolutely correct. Yes. Thank you, Prophet.
Is that right, from the beginning?
Yes, we'll start on the top of page 218, Prophet.
Okay. When you are in disagreement and you feel angry, stick with I statements rather than you statements with a conscious effort to address the issue. You can avoid criticizing or blaming other people and attacking them. For example, instead of saying, "You never help me," you can say, I'm upset that the table was a mess this morning and that no one offered to help with the dishes. It's also important to forgive immediately. You may not feel forgiveness in your heart right away or for days, but you have to choose to forgive and let go. Do not hold a grudge, because it will only fuel you to ruminate. Develop the habit of letting go of the offense, and you will see how you will also address the habit of lashing out. Practice relaxation skills. When your temper flares, put relaxation skills to work. Take some deep breathing exercises and imagine a relaxing scene. Or repeat a calming word or phrase, such as, "Take it easy." You can also listen to music, write in a journal, or go for a run. Whatever it takes to encourage relaxation. Being intentional about being humble can be an antidote to being angry. If you find that these techniques have not worked for you and that you have repeatedly been losing your temper for quite a period of time now, you must also consider seeking help if your anger seems to have become out of control, causes you to do things you regret or hurts those around you. The Lord will honor your humility and wisdom to partner with other people in addressing your temper.
Amen.
What now?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Yes and yes. And so this is powerful, and I love that the Master Prophet begins to open up different ways in which we can relax, different ways in which we can level our temper. And I want to take a look at something that we were taking a look at just the other night. And who can grab for me Matthew chapter 5, and let's look at verse number 23.
Prophetess Janice, I have it.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Janice. Go right ahead, mighty woman of God.
Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. I needed verse 23, Prophetess Janice. 5 and 23.
Oh, chapter. Okay, 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee,
verse 24.
Leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way first. Be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift.
Yes, and I want to take a look at this here because I know we were looking at this the other night about God does not want your offering with your ought. That the Bible declares that we're to leave our offering before the altar and to go and be reconciled with our brother. And I believe that what this goes down to is what the Master Prophet begins to say on page 218 in the book, in the second paragraph. It's always important to forgive immediately. I believe it's verse 25 that says, agree with thine adversary quickly. But I want to look at for a moment, why is it that we're not able to bring our ought and our offering together? And I was asking the Lord about this. And he began to respond to me that we can't bring our ought and our offering, because if we're bringing our ought into the church home or into the church as we're going to the altar, what we're doing is we're perpetrating withhold. Because we're not supposed to be holding on to the ought. The ought is the Lord. It's almost like we're supposed to leave our offering at before the altar, because the Lord doesn't even want the offering if we're going to hold on to the ought. It's almost like we either are going to give the Lord the offering and the ought, like it's his battle. And that's why we agree with thine adversary quickly. That's why that you go and reconcile with your brother while they are in thy way. Let's go ahead. I want to pull up the Bible and see what it says. Leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. Verse 25. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. It's almost like I was reminded, Prophetess Jessica, of that verse of scripture that my mom used to always remind me of. That we shouldn't go to sleep with anger on our heart.
Yeah.
And I love that the Master Prophet began to outline these relaxation skills and examples here in the book. But it began to speak to me in Matthew 5, Prophetess, about the offering and the ought. That the Lord wants both of them, or he wants none of them.
Mm.
And it's almost like if we look at verse 22, if we hold on to the ought, and it's without a cause, we'll be in danger of judgment. So I love that the book here, Prophetic Habitudes, and we're in chapter 20. This is the closing page on chapter 20 here. On taming your temper. Members of the Company of Prophets, would you like to share anything?
Joshua, Prophetess Yolanda.
Yes, go right ahead, Prophetess Yolanda.
I agree with what you said about asking your brother or sister to forgive you. Sometimes they may not forgive you, but as long as you ask them to forgive you, even though they won't forgive you, but you just know that you are relieved of it and you are at peace with Christ in you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for that, Prophetess Yolanda. Yes, and it's almost like we got to come to that space where we let go and let God. I like how the Master Prophet begins to put it, that we do not hold a grudge, that it's our job to go ahead and forgive immediately. Mm-hmm. And I like how he says it, that you may not feel forgiveness in your heart right away or for days, but you have to choose to forgive and let go. Do not hold grudge, because it will only fuel you to ruminate. Then he goes into this practice of relaxation skills. Any other members of the Company of Prophets have anything they'd like to share in regards to chapter 20?
Prophet Joshua?
Yes, go right ahead, Prophetess.
Yes, good evening. This is Prophetess Dolores Anderson. I would like to piggyback on the comment that Prophetess Yolanda made. For a long time, I've heard people say it's not what they think about you that matters, but it's what you think about them in your heart that matters, because God examines the heart. And if you step forward to make things right again or to make things smooth, then you've done what God asked you to do. So if the other person chooses not to put things in a favorable circumstance, where you stand with God is in a good light, and that's what makes the difference. Back to you, Prophet Joshua.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Prophetess Dolores. Anyone else want to share? Come on, Joshua.
Yes, Prophet Joshua. Go ahead, Prophetess.
Prophet Joshua, I mean, this is coming on, but good evening. You know, this subject has been so mighty for the past couple of days, even in the daytime, because, you know, it just allows you to, you know, keep steady in where you're at in life. And I remember back in my younger days, I could get a grudge and hold it forever. And I can walk past you and not speak at all. But as I started learning God, and I've learned about grudges, that grudges actually will stop your blessing. A lot of people don't know that, but it will stop your blessing. And you really have to, you know, dig inside yourself. So what I started doing is trying to see who I was upset with. Why? Because sometimes it's just the pettiest little things. And why I was upset, but also, where did I fit into that problem? You know, did I play a part? You know what I mean? And start working in my own self, within my own self, to let it go. And I started praying on it and praying on it. And then I started releasing all of that built up tension that was like years ago. You know what I mean? Years ago, I heard people say, you know, you be mad at people and people go on with their life and you still upset with them and they, you know, living their life. But that can really make you nauseous and sick, and sometimes you'd be so depressed you don't even know why. But once you start letting it go, you'd be so relieved. And I think it, when you do it, you forgive yourself as well as forgiving the others that you think that did anything to you or did anything to you. And then you will find yourself a movement in life. You will actually see yourself feeling better and moving more so. Because grudges is, it plays a big part on a lot of people that I don't think, sometimes people think they over things, and then when you really start studying it, you'd be like, wow, I really didn't get over that person, or I'm still having this kind of feeling about that person. So I think it's a big thing for a lot of people, you know, in lifetime of today. Thanks for letting me share.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Margaret, for sharing. God bless you. And anyone else want to share?
Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Jessica.
Yes,
and
ahead,
when you pointed out the thing that pastor reminded you of when you were a child about not going a bit angry, I remember hearing about that even when we got married, Prophet Joshua. That was one of the things that we were told, was that you should never go to bed angry, you know, that you should always resolve any issue that you have. And interestingly enough, I was reading an article and it talked about that it was scientifically proven that you should not, in fact, go to bed angry, because going to bed angry, what it does is that the way the brain works is the last memories or the last things that you experience before going to sleep, those things are kind of replayed in your mind and become easier. It become more easily embedded in your long-term memory than they would had you been awake and fully present. And so they even show, like, scientifically it's detrimental to relationships to go to bed angry, Prophet Joshua.
Yes, and yes, and you know what, Prophetess Jessica? One of the things that began to show up that I personally experienced with that is that there's almost like an uneasiness. Like, you know, there's something that's been unresolved. And so, you know, sleep is not even fully gotten. And so, yes, I can definitely see how it can affect not only an individual's physical body, but most definitely their long-term memory and, you know, fundamentally their way of being as well, like who they are and who they show up as in the world. So thank you for that, Prophetess Jessica. Well said. Amen. Anyone else want to share? Yeah, go ahead, Prophet Jeff Jackson.
If we hold grudges or stand in unforgiveness, then we're the ones that's bound. We're bound in unforgiveness, and we're also bound in, I want to say, bad representation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is, and he came for forgiveness. He came so that we could be forgiven. If we stand in grudges, anger, or whatnot, regardless of what the situation is, we stand in weakness. Our power is in forgiveness and letting go. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Prophet Jeff. Well said. Man of God. Anyone else want to share?
Prophet Joshua, Prophet Kevin Marion.
All right, go right ahead, Prophet Kevin.
You know, when it comes to grudges, like, one thing about having, like, built up animosity or anger is really like a exercise in futility, because it's like a useless emotion that doesn't bring anything positive. So, I remember I just identified with that scripture where it, I have to put it in layman's terms, where it says, I think Jesus says that until you forgive, you can't really be, or rather, when you forgive another of their sins, you therefore, it allows God to forgive you for yours. So I just, forgiveness is one of those undervalued values that makes a world of difference, Prophet Joshua.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Prophet Kevin. Well said, man of God. I like how you begin to put that. Anyone else want to share?
Prophet Joshua.
Yes, go right ahead.
There are times that I ask the Lord if this went wrong, what happened? You know, what did I do to cause this that's, you know, hurting my side or whatever? And then sometimes it's you're looking at yourself. You're not looking at anyone else. You're not, it's not a grudge. It's something that is holding onto yourself, and you're having to release it, and the Lord is showing you how to release it. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a few days. But it's like having to release yourself and asking God to show you. He always shows me, but sometimes I get it a little later. Prophet Joshua.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that, Prophet.
Prophet Joshua, this is Prophet Kevin. Can I say something,
yeah,
big?
Over there, Prophet.
Yeah, partner in a rush. Now, I just got a reminder from Prophet Stephen Brown that they need me on the Seekers call at right now. So I'm gonna have to exit the call with that regard. We had a meeting yesterday about on the conference call about the teachers at the Seekers call. They want us to support the other teachers. So I just want to let you know I'm gonna have to leave the call for about an hour, and I'll come back after the conference.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for that communication, Prophet Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else want to share? Because one of the things that I'm seeing in this is that if we hold on to the grudge, we let go of the gift. Who can pull up for me Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 31 and 32? And who can pull up for me Leviticus 19, verse number 18? Anybody has those verse of scriptures?
Can you repeat the verse, Prophet Joshua?
Yes, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, and Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 18.
Prophet Joshua, this is Prophet Michael Ellis. I got Leviticus 19. I just came
on. You have Leviticus 19. All right, go ahead. What does it say, Leviticus 19, verse number 18? And wait a second.
Okay.
Wait a second, Prophet Michael. I just got word. Prophetess Jessica, did you see that?
Checking now, Prophet Joshua. Oh, amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Adrian Nunez stepped out and did the $1,000 seed, and there are two other individuals that need to step out in faith and begin to meet and unseat the Master Prophet at that $1,000 level. Go ahead and get your seed in the ground. Prophetess Jessica, give them that number to dial as so the people of God can move and move quickly in obedience, as they do not break rank. Prophet Joshua.
Yes and yes, Prophet Joshua. And people of God, you can go ahead and get your seat in the ground now by dialing 888-831-0434. Again, that number is 888-831-0434. You can also text to donate, and that text to donate number is 646-762-0433. And again, that's donate, and you want to text that to 646-762-0433. You can also go online at bishopjordan.com and click on the donate tab. Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that. All right. Well, Prophet Michael Ellis, go right ahead, man of God, with the reading of the word. And we're in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse number 18. And then who has Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32?
I have that, Prophet Joshua.
Oh, thank you so much, Prophetess Jessica. All right. Go right ahead, Prophet Michael. Leviticus 19, verse 18.
You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people. But you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your livestock breed with another kind. You shall not sow your field with the mixed seed, nor shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you.
Hold it right there. You can't mix the grudge and the gift. Who has Ephesians 4, 31 and 32? And then I need somebody to get for me 1 Corinthians 12. And we're going to start right about verse number 7. Why not?
Prophet Joshua and I have Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and
32. All right. Prophet Michael, can you go to 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 7?
Yes, give me 1 second.
No problem. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jessica.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32 read, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you."
Amen. I want to take a look here, and Prophet Michael, do you have that verse of scripture in 1 Corinthians 12? 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 7.
Got it. I have it.
All right, let's begin. Verse number 7, we're going to probably read all the way down to verse number 11.
That's fine. "But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the spirit of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the spirit of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as his will.
Amen. And so we see here the gifts of the Spirit. And when we hold on to a grudge, we don't have access to the gifts of, and I believe the gifts of the Spirit, isn't that the number of them is 7. Is that correct? And they're 9 fruits of the Spirit?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Fruit of the Spirit.
There are 7 of them, right?
Yes.
Holding on to a grudge counts me out of being given by the Spirit of the Word of Wisdom, or by the Word of Knowledge, by that same Spirit. To another, faith, by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing, by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kind of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are by the same Spirit. But grudges is not of that Spirit. Who can go to 2 Timothy 1, verse number 7?
I have it, Prophet Joshua. You said for 2 Timothy 1?
Yes, 1 and 7.
Yes, I have it here.
All right. What does it say, Prophetess Jessica?
2 Timothy 1, verse 7 reads, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen. So we understand that fear, and we talked about how fear, how our temper, anger, grudges, all of that comes about because of fear. Fear is not of the same spirit as what was being spoken about in 1 Corinthians 12. Verses number 7 through verse number 11. Fear is not even a manifestation or fruit of the Spirit, which we see in Galatians chapter 5. We can't even find it in 1 Corinthians 13, where we begin to understand the power of love. Members of the Company of Prophets, would you like to share anything before we close this chapter? Go on to chapter 21. Amen. Well, let's go ahead to our next reader, Prophetess Janet Hodge. Let's go ahead and read page 219. We're going to move forward in our chapter here.
Okay. You want me to start with the 219, the prophetic prayer? Or do you want me to finish the what now and then go to that?
Yes, yes, and yes. So what we'll do is we'll have Prophetess. All right, yeah, we'll have you and Prophetess Alva. So Prophetess Alva will do number 1, you'll do number 2, Prophetess Janice. Prophetess Alva will do number 3, and then you'll do the prophetic prayer, Prophetess Janice, and then you'll take chapter 21, page 220 as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. What do you do to decrease your anger levels?
Number 2, are you in the habit of rumination? How do you think that habit can help you deal with others better?
Number 3, have you experienced being lashed out? What did you learn from the experience?
Pathetic prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that I may control my temper. I want to be able to operate with gentle and quiet and a quiet spirit. I pray that you will help me when I feel that it is uncontrollable to control my anger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Habitude for spiritual disciplines. Habit might be described as a kind of moral function, as something not allowing easy passage to the mind, but rather so binding it to things that do to work loose from them is difficult. George Christopher Lynchenberg, I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Power Truth. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Holy habits produce transformation. Jesus preached spiritual transformation in the Sermon on the Mount, while the religious leaders, scribes and Pharisees, focused on external behavior and ignored the heart and soul of the person. Jesus looked at the source of behavior, not just the outward appearance. He taught that true godliness is driven from the mind, will, and spirit. Jesus looked at the source of behavior, not just the outward appearance. Prophetic Habitude number 215. Let's take this for instance. Jesus taught us that murder is the product of anger. If people check their hearts for anger, then they are unlikely to murder another person if they have forgiven people they are angry with. Then they will not murder another person. Instead of avoiding the fact of murder, believers should focus on positive thoughts, attitudes, and feelings, just like how Jesus encourages us to deal with our anger. Cultivate peace and love in our relationships and forgive those who have wronged us. Let's take this analogy. Suppose you are a man who meets a lovely woman and you allow her image to stay in your mind. You cannot go through one day without thinking about her, having fantasies about her, and creating an alternate, universe where you are together. A universe where you are together, suddenly you realize that something must be done to stop these desires. Unfortunately, since you've dwelled on your attraction for her, trying harder to exert your will, power won't work. You can simply tell yourself, don't lust after her, when you already let yourself do so little by little in the past. Without a doubt, the problem is too deep for these solutions. Sin is an illegitimate way to address legitimate need. Therefore, so you must address this need in a godly manner. Prophetic Habitude 2:16. In order to rule out lust, you must address the reason why you have this lustful desire in your heart for this woman. Sin is an illegitimate way to address a legitimate need. Therefore, you must address this need in a godly manner. What is the void these lustful thoughts are you trying to fill? The goal is to get to the state where not thinking about the woman does not seem like a loss. You need to examine your longing and why you feel right. Deprived.
Yes, right there. Okay. Yes, thank you. So this is powerful here, and I know we were just going over quite a bit here, but I love how the Master Prophet begins to open up this conversation around holy habits produce transformation. And I love that he begins to take us through this source of behavior, that the source of behavior is not just about an outward appearance. It's not just about looking good, but it's about something that I want to begin to take a look at in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 3 through verse number 12. Because these spiritual disciplines that the Master Prophet is beginning to give us the backdrop for is beginning to open us up into some very powerful practices that begin to move us in the Word of God. Yes, Prophet.
No, I was going to say I have it if you needed a reader.
All right, yes and yes. Let's go ahead and take a look at it because we see some of these spiritual disciplines here in the Bible in Matthew 5 and verse 3 to verse number 11. And we see here the eight Beatitudes. Let's go ahead and begin to read it, Prophet Michael, Matthew 5, verses 3 to 11.
Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets who were for you.
Amen, amen. And then it continues on where I love it. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, it continues forward. And one of the things that I begin to see in this is that these Beatitudes do not concern itself with the outward appearance of ourselves. The first Beatitude is blessed are those that are poor in spirit. The second is blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are, the peacemakers. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And I love that these spiritual disciplines that we begin to see opened up here in the book. It's just so powerful. Now, Prophetic Habitudes Principle number 216 that Prophetess Janice began to read it. Sin is an illegitimate way to address a legitimate need. Therefore, so you must address this need in a godly manner. And it's almost like two wrongs don't make a right. That when I find myself falling short of the glory of the Lord, that is no reason or excuse for me to stop pressing towards it. Members of the Company of Prophets, what are you hearing in this as we're opening up the Habitude for Spiritual Discipline? Would you like to share anything?
Prophetess Margaret Grant, I like what you said, Prophet Joshua, when you said, even though you find yourself short of the Lord, that's not an excuse to stop pressing. I honestly agree with that. That's the time when you should be pressing even more because as I'm learning, these things will fall upon you, especially as you get closer and closer with serving the Lord. You will become mindful of these things will always be presented to you because it would be some type of situation that will be brought before you that you will have to deal with, and you will have to get into that praying even more in quiet time with the Holy Spirit, being able to let go, let God. And I really think that a lot of these preparations that Master Prophet has been sharing with us for this time period is so that we will be able to arm ourselves with the swords because he already knows that the devil is getting busy. Thanks for letting me share.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Prophetess Margaret. Anyone else want to share anything in closing? All right. Well, I want to go ahead and declare this chapter complete. I want to thank Prophetess Janice Hodge and thank Prophetess Alva Brown for being our readers this evening. And Prophetess Jessica, let's go ahead and open up our Q&A and find out who are going to be our members of the Company of Prophets that are going to be ministering the word of the Lord to all of those that have gotten their seed in the ground. And we're looking for our dear brother Adrian Nunez to come on into the caller queue so we can minister the word of the Lord to him this evening. Prophetess Jessica.
Amen and amen, Prophet Joshua. And let me go ahead and open. All right, people of God, in star 6 and the number 1, if you have sown your seed on this evening and would like to receive your prophetic word. And members of the Company of Prophets, if you are going to remain with us to prophesy, can I have your name at this time?
Prophetess Margaret Grant.
Thank you, Prophetess Margaret.
Prophetess Alpha Brown.
Thank you, Prophetess Alva.
Prophetess Janice Hodge.
Thank you, Prophetess Janice.
Prophetess Michael Ellis.
Thank you, Prophet Michael. All right, and people of God, if you have gotten your seed in the ground, star 6 and the number 1 to come into the Q&A. If you have gotten your seed in the ground, star 6 and the number 1 to come into the Q&A at this time. And we are currently looking for Brother Adrian Nunez to come into the Q&A, star 6 and the number 1, Brother Adrian Nunez. All right. Prophet Joshua, are you on the line, man of God?
Yes, I'm still here, Prophetess Jessica.
All right, and I see Brother Adrian Nunez has come into the Q&A, Prophet Joshua.
All right, wonderful. Well, let's go ahead and begin to start ministering, Prophetess Jessica, to Brother Adrian Nunez, who stepped out, and I'll be trying to call the Master Prophet to see if we can get him on the line, Prophetess Jessica.
All right. Thank you. Let me go ahead and open up Brother Adrian Nunez. All right. 619, your line is open. Can I get your name and where you're calling from and the amount of your seed donation?
Adrian Nunez. Hello, how are you? Good evening. God bless you. I did the 1,000. I did 300, and then I did another 1,000 and a couple hours later.
Oh, amen, amen, man of God. And let's see here. And so Company of Prophets, we're all going to go ahead and prophesy to Brother Adrian Nunez and Brother Adrian Prophet Joshua, and seeing if he can get the Master Prophet on the line right now as well. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start from Prophetess Margaret Grant, and then we're going to go to Prophetess Alva Brown, then Prophetess Janice Hodge, then Prophet Michael Ellis, then myself, then Prophet Joshua Jordan, and then possibly the Master Prophet.
I'm here, too. Prophet Yolanda's here, too.
Oh, wonderful, Prophetess Yolanda. So we will add you into the lineup. And Prophetess Yolanda, you will go after Prophet Michael Ellis.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
All
right, and we can begin with Prophetess Margaret Grant, the word of the Lord for our brother Adrian Nunez.
Amen. Father God, thank you for the word of clarity, direction, and accuracy. In Jesus' name, amen. And Prophet, I hear the word of the Lord that this seed was for real estate. I don't know if you're moving anything, but real estate is sitting big and in my eyes. So the Lord is giving you a green light on that. But there's also like ideas and things that you're trying to put together. The Lord is saying to just go ahead and plan it, write it down, and then develop the system, because you're going to see everything is coming together, because it's going to be a game changer and a money changer as well. And that's the word of the Lord to you.
Thank you. Father, we thank you for Adrian Nunez. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, for he's a lover of people. Thank you, Lord, for your word to come forth with clarity and accuracy. The Lord says you will be able to influence many people. There's great laughter that you bring around the company of people. The Lord says, I'm raising you up in this season, for it is much needed. The laughter is needed, for it is a medicine. The Lord says, I'm expanding your territory. I'm answering your prayers, for you have cried out for certain things. And real estate, I agree with the previous prophetess, is your portion. And family is your portion as well. There will be a greater level of love amongst the family, and that is the word of the Lord.
Father God, we thank you for Brother Nunes. We thank you for the seed that has been sown, Father God. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and have no sorrow. And Brother Nunes, I concur with the prophet. I see something around real estate, but I also see God blessing you and bringing you forward and doing some things with contracts and business deals. I hear the Lord saying, go forth, man to God, and go ahead and receive the blessing in this season. When the business deals are presented to you, go ahead and know that it is me that has brought that to your attention. So get ready, man to God, because I see God expanding you in every area of your life, and that's the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for the seed he sown. We thank you for blessing him and his family. And I hear the word of the Lord for you, Adrian Nunes. The Lord is saying he's raising you up during this season. And yes, I concur with the prophet before the prophet that the Lord is, you have the spirit, you have the gift of influence. Definitely. What you think you don't have, you already have in you. And as you begin to operate that gift, you're going to see that it's going to bring the right opportunity, the right connection, and it's going to get you what you're pursuing for even in this season. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying right connections, great communication, and that's the word of the Lord.
Oh, Father God, I thank you for this man of God. I thank you for a prophet we wrote. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I hear God saying that. I do agree about real estate and about laughter and joy. I'm thankful for influence you have, that you will have among people. God said you will make them laugh because God will remove the depression from them. And laughter and joy will be their portion. And also, I see God says there's an addition in your family. I don't know what that means, but that's the word of the Lord for you.
Thank you.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for your son, Brother Adrian Nunes, and we thank you for the clarity and the accuracy of the word to go forth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. And man of God, Father's saying that this is the season for you to make a deal. And just hear the word of the Lord saying, let's make a deal. Because, man of God, in this season, it seems that you'll have contract favor. And anything that you want is just a matter of request. But Father says, in this season, when dealing and making contracts, just know making a deal is possible. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. And Brother Adrian, the Master Prophet, is still in meetings in at the Word Network. So he will be calling you within the next day or so, man of God. But let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your son, Brother Adrian Nunes. We thank you for the seed of obedience, the clarity in the Word that is to go forth over his life. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. And Brother Adrian, I concur with the company of prophets. The Lord says, get ready because this is going to be a season. I'm giving you much favor in the area of travel and transportation. And yes, I concur with that word around business favor and contract favor in this season and real estate. Get ready because the Lord says, I'm also giving you healing and strength, man of God, in your walk in this season. And the Lord says, no, in this season you'll be able to run to the promise, not walk. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the power of prophecy, and destiny is not lift up to chance, but it's a matter of choice. And nobody said anything about romance, so I'll wait for the next one next time. Just kidding. Okay, God bless everybody, and thank you. I had a lot of real estate. Everybody's talking about real estate, so I receive it. I receive it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, and God bless you, and good night. Thank you.
Amen, and God bless you, man of God. Good night. Amen. All right, and we are going to go to our next caller in the queue in Company of Prophets. We are going to do two apiece, and so our next prophet up is Prophetess Margaret Grant. And let's go to our next caller in the queue. 330, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
East Liverpool, Ohio, Prophetess Stone.
Amen. And woman of God, what was your seed on this evening?
88.
Amen, amen. And Prophetess Margaret Grant, the word of the Lord for Prophetess Gladys Stone.
Father God, thank you for the word of direction, hedge of protection. In Jesus' name, amen. And I hear the word of the Lord for you, Prophetess Gladys, is that delay your worries upon him. For he said, I understand what you need, and I know what you want. Remember that I am your supply, and there will be no lack as long as you always walk in faith. And do not forget who I am. Because he is working out situations in your life at this time. There's families going to be coming around you a little bit more for advice and direction. But there's also information within you that you can release and start writing about. Because there is a booking within inside of you. But God is doing a discovery change for you. So you're going to see a clarity coming upon you, like immediately. And you're going to see a new direction. And that is the word of the Lord to you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. That's powerful.
Amen. Amen. And thank you, woman of God, for standing with the Master Prophet and the Company of Prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen, and let's go to our next caller in the queue. 480, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation? 480, you may be speaking on mute.
Prophet Anthony Smith from Chandler, Arizona. I did the $85 seed.
Good evening, Prophet Anthony Smith. And
how are you?
I am wonderful, and how are you, man of God?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Prophetess Margaret Grant, the word of the Lord for Prophet Anthony Smith.
Father God, thank you for the word of direction, wisdom, and information correctly spoken. In Jesus' name, amen. And Prophet Anthony, I hear the word of the Lord saying, have you moved yet? Have you been writing down your decisions? Because there's leadership around you. I don't know if you're thinking about something about the youth or ministry, but the Lord is giving you a green light on that. And there's also, if you're thinking about zip code change, that is also a green light on that as well. But there's new opportunities that is developed and around you, but you're going to be the lead player. It's all about just getting your systems together and knowing that it's okay to move forward and stop second-guessing yourself. For just take the yes and go with it and see how it comes out. And that's the word of the Lord to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And that's the power of prophecy.
Amen. And thank you, man of God, for standing with the Master Prophet and the Company of Prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right, and let's go to our next caller in the queue. 803, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation? 803, you may be speaking on mute.
Yes. God bless you, Prophet DeMar Gilliard. $85 seed and a $58 seed.
Oh, God bless you, Prophet DeMar Gilliard. So great to hear you, man of God.
Amen.
And let's see. Prophetess Alva Brown, the word of the Lord for Prophet Damar Gilyard.
Father, we thank you for Prophet Damar Gilyard. We thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for your word to come forth with clarity and accuracy. Prophet Damar Gilyard, the Lord says there's a special grace upon your life, for you are going from glory to glory. The Lord says, I'm lifting you up in this season. I am teaching you ways of and different principles. Though you know quite a bit, I am advising you to stay connected with the Master Prophet. I am raising you up to your greatness in this season. The Lord says, go forth, press into me, and I will press into you even more, because greatness is your favor. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And that is the power of prophecy.
Amen. And thank you, man of God, for standing with the Master Prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen, amen. All right, let's go to our next caller in the queue. And Prophetess Alva, was that your second one or your first one?
My first one.
Okay. All right, Prophet Salvador, this next one is you as well. All right. 206, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
This is Prophet Richard Rice. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. And what seed did you do on this evening?
Well, I did the $85 seed in obedience.
Yeah. Amen, amen, man of God. And Prophetess Alva Brown, the word of the Lord for Prophet Richard Rice.
Father, we thank you for Prophet Richard Rice. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for gentlemen. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for him in this season. Thank you for the word to come forth with clarity and accuracy. Prophet Richard Rice, I see expansion in your life. I see expansion even in business. I see expansion in relationships. The Lord says, I've given you great wisdom. I am teaching you my ways in this season. For you too are one that will rise up and meet your greatness. Yes, I am completing some things that you have started, and then some other things are brand new. I see newness and greenness all around you. Stay open in this season to the things of the Lord and stay connected, for greatness is your portion also, and that is the word of the Lord.
And that is the power of prophecy.
Amen. And thank you, man of God, for standing with the Master Prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. All right. 661, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
Oh.
Yes, your line is open, 661.
Oh, Wiley Ipaloma, and I'm calling from Lancaster, California, and I sold a 399.99 seed.
Oh, amen and amen, woman of God. And Prophetess Janice Hodge, what is the word of the Lord for Wileen Ikarama?
Father God, we thank you for your daughter in this season, Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for the word that comes forth with clarity and in accuracy in Jesus' name. And woman of God, I hear the word of the Lord say that he's giving you favor with travel in this season. He said, go ahead with the plans. He's giving you the green light to move forward. And that's the word of the Lord unto you.
And that's the power of prophecy. Thank you.
Amen. And thank you, woman of God, for standing with the Master Prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you. All right, let's go to our next caller here in the queue. 925, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
Yes, Demetria Alexander, and I get a $25 seed.
Amen and amen. And Prophetess Janice Hodge, the word of the Lord for Demetrius Alexander.
Father God, we thank you for Demetria, Father God. We thank you for the blessings that make her rich and add to her life in this season. And Father God, we thank you for the word now that will come forth in clarity and in accuracy in Jesus' name. And I hear the word of the Lord saying that he blesses your finances in this season. He said that right now you're going through a phase, but he's bringing about a promotion and elevation. He said, be still and know that he is God in this season of your life. He says, join him in prayer more often, and he will elevate you to the process of where you'll have no lack in this season. And that's the word of the Lord unto you.
Amen. That is the power of prophecy. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for standing with the master prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
Elevation.
All right. Let's go to our next caller here. 202, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
Good evening, Prophetess Dolores Anderson. The seed donation is $150 in Maryland.
Amen, amen. And Prophet Michael Ellis, what is the word of the Lord for our Prophetess Dolores Anderson?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God. We thank you for the seed she sown. And we thank you for a clear prophetic word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I hear the word of the Lord for you. God is beginning to create. You're going to find yourself having a creative mind during this season. I also hear the word of the Lord for you saying, begin to start writing. And I don't know if you started writing already, but begin to write. Because if you begin to write, more information is going to start coming to you. And you're going to start to put it together like a puzzle. And you're going to find you have a master plan to carry out. And I hear the word Lord for you saying, begin to trust God more during this season. Begin to trust him. And just let go and trust. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you.
Bless you.
Amen, and thank you, woman of God, for standing with the master prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you also.
Amen. Let's go to our next caller in the queue. 210, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
Yes, good evening. God bless you. My name is Apostle Lorenzo Cox from San Antonio, Texas. And the seed amount was the $85 seed, which I'm going to sow another seed when I get off the line.
Amen, amen, man of God. And Prophetess Yolanda Rojas, what is the word of the Lord for Brother? Oh, I'm sorry, actually. Prophet Michael Ellis, was that your first one or your second one, man of God?
It was my first one.
Okay, so then what is the word of the Lord for for Apostle Lorenzo Cox?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this man of God. We thank you for the seed he's sown. And we thank you, Lord God, for the clarity that's coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And man of God, I hear the word of the Lord for you. You're searching for something new. And the Lord says, you've found it. You've came to the right connection. You've came to the right. And you're going to find that things that you did not discover, you're now going to begin to discover and begin to understand on a higher level. Also hear the word of the Lord for you saying, it's going to do a transformation not only in you, but in the family. And you're going to find you have divine order. You're going to have a spirit of divine order coming, and it's going to correct some things around you and also around the ministry. And that's the word of the Lord.
And that is the power of prophecy. Thank you very much.
Bless you.
And bless you.
Amen. Thank you, man of God, for standing with the master prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right, and let's go to our next caller here in the queue. 615, your line is open. Can I get your name, where you're calling from, and the amount of your seed donation?
This is Alice Arsenal, Nashville, Tennessee. And I think the seed donation today would be, what, 82?
The seed donation for today is 85, woman of God.
Okay, let me change it to 85. I'm doing it right now. So I just wanted to make sure that it was. I did not get my email yesterday. I don't know what's going on with me with email. But I didn't get the email. But I heard you this morning, something about don't break rank. And
oh, yes, and yes, oh my God, don't break rank. That is absolutely correct. And we are going to have someone check into it right now as to why you did not get your email. Maybe they can resend that to you on tonight, woman of God.
Yeah, so I'm putting my number in now, so you should be getting it within 1 minute here, my $85.
Amen, amen. All right, and let's see here. Prophetess Yolanda Rojas, what is the word of the Lord for our dear sister Alice Arsenault?
Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Alice. We thank you for blessing her. We thank you for your favor and open door. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Alice, are you God saying that he heard your prayers? God says, stop worrying too much, for I'm going to answer every prayer that you've been praying. Continue praying for your family, God said. God says, he's giving you open doors. So don't be discouraged, my daughter. And that is the word of love for you.
That's the power of prophecy. Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
God bless you, too.
Amen. And thank you, woman of God, for standing with the master prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. And all right, Prophet Joshua, the Q&A is now empty. So I'm going to go ahead and close it at this time. All right. And do we have any other members? Oh, yes,
yes.
Prophet Yolanda.
Yeah, I sold $500 seed this morning.
Oh, amen and amen, woman of God. All right. And actually, it's on me now. And so, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Prophetess Yolanda Rojas. We thank you for the clarity and the accuracy of the word to go forth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And woman of God, I hear the word of the Lord for you in this season, saying that Father is doing a new thing in the family in this season. He is restructuring some things, and it's almost like there are certain things that you've been praying for concerning the family. And Father says in this season, you are going to begin to see those answers to get prayed. Father says, mark the date, mark the time, because your prayers concerning the family is going to be answered. And that is the word of the Lord.
And that is a power of prophecy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for staying with the Master Prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic.
You're very welcome.
And Jessica, I did a tithe seed, a gift that was given to me.
Oh, amen and amen. And when you did that on tonight, woman of God?
Yes.
Amen and amen. And it's on me as well. And Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Prophetess Margaret Grant. We thank you for all that you're doing in her life, and we thank you for the clarity and the accuracy of the word to go forth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Oh, woman of God, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, this is your season of growth. This is your season of expansion. Father says that in this season, he is expanding your territory, and he is broadening your horizons in this season. Father says, as you have begun to walk into a new time of learning and a new time of wisdom and education, that is opening up new doors and new possibilities onto you. And Father says, in this season, you will become aware and present to those opportunities. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And thank you for the word. And that is the power of prophecy. God bless.
Amen, and thank you, woman of God, for standing with the master prophet and the company of prophets as we globalize the prophetic. God bless. All right, and are there any other members of the company of prophets that have gotten their seed in the ground on this evening and would like to receive their prophetic word? Well, all right. And so, Prophet Joshua, as there are no others to prophesy to at this time, I would just like to give a few announcements. And I want to remind everyone that coming up in about 2 hours is the Midnight Cry.
led by our very own pastor prophetess, Deborah Jordan. And if you have a prayer request, you can go ahead and get that in on PastorDeborahJordan.com, and the prophets will be sure to lift it up before the Lord on tonight. And you want to join us back on this line tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as we have a teaching coming up from our very own master prophet. So you don't want to miss that tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., and we will be coming out of prophetic habitudes. And then you want to join us as well tomorrow at 12 noon. We're doing the power of prayer. And so you want to come with your prayer request in hand. And don't come alone. Invite a friend, invite a family member, even invite an enemy, as we can all use prayer. Amen. And with all that being said, I also want to go ahead and thank the members of the Company of Prophets that were on the line with us on tonight. And so thank you, Prophetess Alva Brown. Thank you, Prophet Kevin Marion. Thank you, Prophetess Yolanda Rojas. Thank you, Prophetess Janice Hodge. Thank you, Prophetess Lula Williams. Thank you, Prophet Jeff Jackson. Thank you, Prophetess Valerie Thomas. Thank you, Prophetess Dolores Anderson. Thank you, Prophet Michael Ellis as well. And, of course, thank you, Prophet Joshua Jordan, for that amazing teaching on tonight. And I also want to thank the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to the prophetic and being a yes to ministry. Also would like to thank the moderators for all that they do in the background to support the call. So thank you so much, Moderator Jane, on tonight, and all of the other moderators. All right, and with all that being said, I want to just remind everyone that destiny is not left up to chance, but it is a matter of choice. Always, always, always choose Christ. God bless you. Peace.
God bless.
Father God, we just thank you for the prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is a day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounding and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Moderator, can you please open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Kurabakaya, Amen, Father God, and we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be together here on this call tonight again with the prophets. Father, we thank you for, Lord, what you are doing in our midst, Lord, as we continue to strengthen our prayer life, Lord, to build on a strong foundation, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every member on this call, every prophet on this call, every prophetess on this call, every child and fledgling on the call, Lord. We just thank you for their presence, Lord. We ask you to give them a sweet rest, Lord, into the new morning. Father, we thank you for what you provide to us in rest, Lord, a chance for our bodies to regenerate, a chance for our minds to regenerate, a chance for us to, our immune systems, Lord, continue to work on us physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Lord. And we thank you in this time, Lord, for continuing to grow us, Lord, in all areas of our lives, Lord, disciplining us in new areas, Lord. We thank you for the power of the word, Lord, the power of written word, Father. I just hear a spirit of writing that comes over this phone call, Lord, this prayer line, Father. Lord, I ask you to continue to encourage the saints to write it down and make it plain. Write it down and make it plain and continue to build upon that, Lord. We know that everything that exists here on this earthly realm, Lord, was just a figment, Lord, of our imagination that was blessed, Lord, and governed and directed by you, Lord. So continue, thank you for the ideas that you are giving us, Lord, so that we can bring them into fruition, Lord. We thank you for that opportunity, Lord. And we also thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is on that our prayer list, Father, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Be with them. Be with them. Be with their families, Lord. Be with them mentally. Be with them spiritually, Father. Lord, let them feel our presence, Lord, our prayers here. Lord, if it's health, Lord, continue to grow their health, Lord. If it's a family situation, Lord, we bring clarity to all confusion that has to do with family situations and has to do with legal situations. We bring clarity right now to them, Lord. We thank you and we demand favor in this season. Lord, favor that may not be fair, but it is left up to us to command it so, Lord, because you have given us that will, Father. We thank you for that opportunity, Lord. And we just continue to pray for every person on their prayer list. Lord, we thank you for leadership, Lord. We thank you for the Master Prophet, even our Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, the company of prophets that surround them, Lord. We just thank you for their health, Lord. Continue to guide over them even as they travel from one place to the next, Lord. Let them always be in good spirit, Lord, and protected, Father, so they can continue to carry out your will, Lord. We thank you for Lord, all of the women on this call, Lord. We thank you for the wives, Lord. We thank you for the mothers, Lord. We thank you for their lives, Lord. We thank you to continue to increase their confidence, Lord, and continue to increase the amount of appreciation given to mothers, daughters, sisters, wives in this season, Lord, because Lord, we just thank you for the presence and the spirit of a woman, Lord. We really do appreciate, and Lord, we want to make sure that they all know that. Lord, we thank you for the presence of the men on this call, Lord. Lord, let the men continue to grow in the church, Lord, grow as protectors of the church, Lord. We just thank you for their presence in this season, Lord. We just also, Lord, we bless the music ministry, Lord, of Zoe Ministries, Lord. We just hear a whole new anointing as it has already been established, Lord. Let that mission continue to reign far and wide, Lord, as we globalize the prophetic. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this midnight call. I thank you for it's an honor to be able to pray and lift up those names that are on the prayer list. You know who they are, and I thank you for letting your will be done them. I thank you for touching them for whatever they need. I thank you for answering their prayer. I thank you for your goodness and mercy all of their life. I thank you, Father God, for my healing in my body. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for helping me to be a warm mother like Mary, the mother of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you for Archbishop Pastor Jordan for saying yes to the prophetic. I thank you for blessing them and for continuing blessing. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. I thank you for the government that you set in this world. I thank you for them. I thank you for giving them the guidance, the wisdom to know how to run their country. I give you the praise and the honor. Father God, I thank you for his protection over the children, for protecting them from the government. I thank you for protecting them from the drugs. I thank you, Lord, for touching their mind and spending their mind. I thank you for their are going to be called for the next generation. I thank you for them. I thank you for the elderly. Thank you for putting his protection over them and protecting them from those who try to take advantage because of their age. Lord God, have mercy on them and thank you for giving them physical strength. I thank you, Lord, And for those who are on the call and those who are listening, I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for letting us follow your footsteps. I give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And Father God, I just come to you, giving you all the honor, the glory, and the thanks, Lord God. And if I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I could not say thank you enough, Lord God. So I just say hallelujah in your presence, Lord God. I just praise your name, Lord God. I just thank you for the breakthrough, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're letting loose for your people, Lord God. I thank you for the love that you just shine on us, Lord God. I thank you for your unconditional love that you show us, Lord God. I thank you for your healing, Lord God. I thank you for the unwavering hand and protection and peace that you have for your people, Lord God. I thank you for the comfort and the covering, Lord God. I thank you for the prosperity, Lord God. I thank you for the wealth, Lord God. I thank you for favor that you're bringing forth to your people with real estate. I thank you, Father God, for providing all that they need, Lord God. And I thank you for being the good shepherd, for, Lord God, for we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps, Lord God. I thank you for just bringing forth the things that we need, Lord God, the right thinking, Lord God, the desires of our heart, Lord God, perfecting those things that concern us, Lord God, for touching that vision, Lord God, that we have written, Lord God, for hearing our prayers and our petitions, Lord God, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. I thank you for the movement and the shifting of your spirit in this time and this season. And now, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for you said now faith, Lord God, and I thank you for the things that you're bringing forth and you're manifesting now, Lord God. So as we sleep, Lord God, we wake up and we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. And I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. And as I begin to forgive those people that trespass against me, Father God, I just thank you for forgiving me, and I just thank you, Father God, for having mercy upon us, Lord God, for goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life, Lord God, and continue to lead, God, and direct us, Lord God, so that we shall not break rank, and Lord God, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive those that trespass against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Father God, I thank you, for this is a day that you have made, Father God, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I thank you for this space, Father God. I thank you for your prayer warriors on tonight, Father God, that they have not broken rank, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all the people that have come together on tonight to lift up your holy name, Father God, and give you praise and glory for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. I thank you, Father God, for the healed, for the healed of those that are sick on tonight, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for deliverance, Father God, from all diseases, Father God. For you said that you have healed us from all diseases, Father God. You sent your Son to hang on the cross, Father God, and by his stripes, Father God, we were healed. Father God, I thank you for your blessings, Father God, for they make us rich and they add no sorrow, Father God. I thank you for your peace, Father God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. And it is that peace, Father God, that guards our heart and our mind through your Son, Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your people on tonight, Father God, the love of God, the love of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the love that you have for all of mankind, Father God. And I thank you on tonight, Father God, that you have blessed your people throughout the world, Father God, with healing grace, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for the youth and the season, Father God, those youth that will go forth in your presence, Father God, to speak forth your word into the universe, Father God, that all might come to know you and the pardon of their sins, Father God. And so, God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you on tonight, God, for your warring angels, Father God, for they war and the Spirit on our behalf, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, for Pastor Deborah Jordan and Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Father God, for creating the space, Father God, so that all your people will have an opportunity to come together and agree. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Where have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 3, 8, verse 12. And Father God, I thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for our Archbishop and Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the Jordan legacy and every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, I thank you for building marriages in this season. I thank you for covering our children worldwide. I thank you for world peace. Father, I thank you for covering the president and his cabinet. Father, give him the wisdom in his hour to govern your people. Father, I thank you for covering our elderly, and I thank you for healing and strength for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. Father, I thank you for victory of prosperity, strength, and love. And I thank you for open doors of success. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, that each and every day that you would think so much of us as to provide us our needs and our heart's desires. But we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that even in spite of circumstances and situations, Lord God, that you would continue to give us hope, that you would continue to be the light, that you would continue to give us a sense of clarity and vision about our lives, about the purpose that you have brought us into this world to do, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that even in our fears and even in our moments of wanting to give up, God, that you would just continue to empower us to press forward in our businesses, in our relationships, in our communities, in our schools, in our workplace, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the angel of protection and safety is upon us each and every day, that the angel of peace continues to just touch our hearts, Lord God. I thank you for the people that you've surrounded us with, the people that you've allowed to be destiny helpers in our lives, Lord God, to guide us each and every day. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that we have victory in our health, victory in our finances, victory in all things, Lord God. May we be reminded each and every day of the blessings that you continue to pour onto us and shower us. Lord, I pray that even in this hour, Lord God, for those who are wanting to just give up, for those who don't see hope, for those who can't see beyond their circumstance, Lord God, that you would give us a new light, that you would give us another word, Lord God, that you would bring into manifestation something bigger and greater. And just remind us that where we are is not our final destination, that there is better and more to come. I thank you, Lord God, that for expansion in this season. I thank you, Lord God, for increase in this season. I thank you, Lord God, for the breakthroughs that are taking place even right now in our emotions, in our spiritual walk, in our mind, in our physical, Lord God. But I pray and I cover, Lord God, all of our family members, our friends, those connected to us who may not know you, Lord God. Continue to use our lives as living examples of your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. May we not stop midway, Lord God. May we continue to run and run the good race, Lord God. I thank you for our shepherds. Continue to pour into them and just continue to anoint them for the work that they're doing, to globalize the prophetic, and just allow us to live life and live it more abundantly. I thank you, Lord God, for our children. Touch them, Lord God. Anoint them, Lord God. I pray that we would continue to pour into them, Lord God, wisdom and knowledge around you, Lord God, that if there's anything that we are to do in this lifetime, Lord God, is just to show them that there is a God, and that, Lord God, that we can tap into that power that we can create with our words, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for all these things and more in your precious name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that we're able to come together as prophets to pray for your people worldwide. Psalms 30, I will exalt you,
O Lord, for you have lifted me up, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at his remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, you have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned from me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Psalms 30. Father God, I just thank you for healing, being Jehovah Rapha, healing all those on the sick and shut-in list. I thank you, Father God, for protection, for the hedge of protection you give to your children. And I thank you, Father God, that we can come to you humbly and you'll hear us, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the coverage of your women of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for covering each and every one of them worldwide. Thank you, Father God, for all the prophets on this line. May you give a fresh wind of peace, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that that weeping may come in the night, but joy will definitely come in the morning. And I thank you, Father God, for just who you are. I thank you for wisdom, clarity. I thank you for new opportunities, new directions, new mercy and grace. And I thank you, Father God, for just loving us. And I give you all the praise and honor. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt until now. So shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept and spake unto them, and hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive at his will. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? He answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and thou, without fail, recover all. Hallelujah. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither shell, small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for your mercy and your truth. Endure it forever. We thank you, Lord God, that it is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Your compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we submit to your will. We submit to your purification process. We submit to your refining fire. We submit to your potter's wheel. We submit to the molding and shaping of our character. Father, we ask that you turn the searchlight on, God, and uncover that which is hidden and wash it thoroughly and cleanse us from all iniquity and sin. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove every stronghold of the enemy that binds your people and cause a stumbling. We break the power of stumbling. We break the fall of this, your people. We break the fall, Father God, the perpetual falling away, the perpetual stumbling, the tripping up, the snare, the fowler, the noisome pestilence. We snatch your people out of the snare. My God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to burn up every shackle, in the name of Jesus, and let the oppressed go free. We break the power of every generational curse that's operating in our lives. In the name of Jesus, burn it up, God. Every shackle, every stronghold, burn it up. Every work of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, everything that would hinder the flow of your anointing and the flow of your power in our lives, God, we surrender in Nanamase, in the Debosha, in the name of Jesus, we surrender all, God. We surrender to your will, Father God. Cleanse us, O Shakaraba, Erebesete, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing hinder the prayers of your people. In the name of Jesus, we forgive every offense. We forgive our loved ones that have hurt and wounded us. We forgive those who have even wounded us in ministry. We forgive, O Rabasha, O God, every church burn, every church hurt. God, heal it now. In the Deboshe, in the name of Jesus, anything that would hinder your people from not wanting to serve you and worship you in your house, God, heal it now. In the name of Jesus, and uncover every witch and every warlock that's hiding in the pews. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's snaring your children, that's molesting and abusing your children, uncover Ishikaba, uncover every predator in the church, uncover my God, Eboshe, and bring them to justice. In the name of Jesus, protect your children, protect vulnerable believers, God, from exploitation and abuse. In the name of Jesus, and heal them, that they may worship. Heal them, that they may pursue you. Heal them, that they may recover all that the enemy has attempted to steal out of their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, your church must be a safe house for your people. Cause the church to be a safe place, God. Oh, Rabbi Kasha, we plead the blood of Jesus against predatory behavior. In the name of Shelaba, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against spiritual and mental and emotional abuse. God, heal. In the name of Jesus. And we bless our Archbishop. We bless Pastor Deborah Jordan. We bless our first family. Lord God, we cover them. We put a wall of fire about them, impenetrable wall of fire about them and all that concerns them. Let your healing flow. Let your healing flow. God, bring unity. Oh, Shekabasha. Bring unity and strength, oh God, as your people began to rally around your leaders, Lord God. Bring healing and unity, oh God, as we strengthen the hands of our leaders, oh God, as you expand them and stretch them, Lord God. Cause us to undergird and strengthen them. Even in our service, even with our seed. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Prophetess Olympia, or Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please. Thank you.
Amen. Live conference call scheduled, 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join Pastor Deborah Jordan right back here for another electrifying prayer on the Midnight Cry Call every night at 12 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. And the number to call is 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. And as this Midnight Cry Call continue to be a blessing to you and your families, you can text to give, type donate at 646-672-0433. That's 646-672-0433. You can sow your tithes, your thank you seeds, your offerings. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers Conference call at 641-715-3631. The access code is 533-404 in the pound. And the call is Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. You can call Customer Care Line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Inform the moderator you want to enroll in the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen, and amen. And we have on May 12th, 2018, wow, Women of Wisdom. Our leading lady is sponsoring a pre-Mother's Day luncheon. Amen. And it is May 12th, amen, at the Ravel Hotel in Queens, amen, from 12 noon to 4 p.m., amen, and the tickets are $60. I know this is going to be absolutely powerful, amen. And we have three mighty women of God joining Lady Deborah in sharing at this luncheon. And if you are in the New York area, you don't want to miss this powerful event. Amen. And I want to encourage you to get your seed in the ground. Amen. Release your tithing. Release, amen, your seed. Respond to Archbishop's letters. Amen. And get your seed in the ground. Amen. We must support the men and women of God. Amen. The launching of the telecast is in full manifestation, and we need to undergird this work in this movement as we are preparing to come into the homes of 100 million persons across the globe, and you want to be a part of what God is doing in this hour. And what you do for the man and woman of God, God will do for you. How you, amen, who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. And in this hour, and in this season, in this political climate, you need to be sustained. You need to be maintained. Amen. God bless you. Company of Prophets, thank you for your stand. Thank you for your continued support. Amen. Archbishop and Lady Deborah, appreciate you. I appreciate you. Amen. And I know the partners appreciate you standing in the gap for them. Amen. And warring for their breakthrough. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Peace.